grant to the Community Foundation in January. It's called the Community Impact Grant, and the foundation was awarded that grant, and it will be for funding to be used as part of the STEM accreditation at Grandview Elementary School. So, I mean, this is exciting on a couple accounts. We've talked about the STEM program at Grandview, how great that we're starting elementary kids out with the science, technology, engineering, and math skills and programs and the curriculum. And now for the Community Foundation to award that money is just wonderful. And I'm so grateful for our foundation and Cirilla Helm for always looking for these kind of grant opportunities and then being successfully awarded the money.
How do those work, Sue? Is there a quarterly newsletter that comes out? How do you follow along where you can track these grants from? And that's a full-time job, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And if people go onto the MCCSC website, there is a link directly to our foundation of Monroe County Community Schools. And you can see the different money that comes in. You can get an idea of what the revenues are for our foundation. And it also talks about the different grants that are being awarded. And since you asked, coming up this spring, it'll be in April or May, the foundation always does a big reception to honor the people who are being awarded grants and then to showcase with students and teachers how they use grants in the past year. So that's always really a lot of fun because there's actually kids there explaining what their project was, whether it's something like from Hoosier Hills and it was emergency medical technology, to art projects, to literacy projects. So I'll keep you. I'm glad you asked that. I'll keep you posted on that when I know what that date is.
And the other thing people need to remember too, it's a grant, and that's not in perpetuity or whatever that word is.
Right.
Don't happen all the time.
Perpetuity.
It's
not forever.
Yes.
It's not forever.
Right.
And and this is going to help us get started with the whole accreditation, and then with a successful extension of the referendum, we will be able to continue funding the STEM program at Grandview.
So this is a great way to get it started, a great way to see and get it working, and then, all right, then you carry it on forward. Good. So it's not something that's just you're going to do for a little bit, and then it goes away. Awesome news.
Right. No,
awesome.
We're going to keep this program growing, going and growing, and who knows how far this will go and to what other elementary schools we might be able to replicate this.
How do you pick which ones you use it?
Actually, the whole thing with the STEM program for Grandview developed from the Grandview faculty and their administration, and they're the ones who kind of brought this idea forward, and then with the school corporation's assistance, they put some things in place, and so they were at a school board meeting a couple months ago to talk about it, and just, lots of faculty there who are just really, really excited about being able to offer a different opportunity in one of our elementary schools.
So I have a question, Sue. If someone is not in the Grandview district, but they're interested in sending their kid to a STEM school like Grandview, is there a process for them to do that? Are they allowed to do that?
Yeah, there sure is. Just like people can attend Fairview with the new Arts Academy that is being developed as a further development of what we're already doing there at Fairview. But yeah, there is a way by contacting the principal, and if there is space, certainly transportation won't be provided, and people would have to do their own transportation if they're out of the boundaries. But yeah, that certainly is something that people can explore.
Sue Wanser is our guest this morning. She checks in. She's on the school board here for the MCCSE. Spring break week. Woohoo! So that means you got a big meeting coming up on Tuesday, right? Right?
Right, no. And I want to know what Julie's doing for spring break.
Uh-oh, you want to lay it on her?
I will lay it on you.
Are you ready, Sue?
We're going to go to Great Wolf Lodge in Cincinnati for a few days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're familiar with this?
You're going to take a little bit of a break. That's so fun.
I know. I'm taking the whole week off. We're going to go there for a few days, and then I'll be back and doing a little staycation activities with the kids and, probably hit up Wonder Lab and all the other fun things.
Well, if anybody knows the places to go, it would be you.
It would be me.
Exactly right. You're planning the whole city, county, region, and your own vacations.
That's right.
So that's good. Great Wolf Lodge Water Park?
It's indoor water park. That's
I can
right.
smell the chlorine from here,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah. So people probably
exactly.
reek of it for a couple weeks.
Burning skin, green hair. What else is... What are you going to be okay?
I'm fine.
Wear those kids out.
They love to swim. I mean, literally, that's all they want to do when we're at a water park or a hotel. Like, that's all they want to do is go swimming.
Very
when
nice.
I told you, when we were at Disney World,
yeah.
all they wanted to do was go to the pool at the hotel.
Save you $10,000.
I know.
Oh, funny.
It's like, come on,
water
guys.
Bugs, Sue. They're water bugs.
They are. They love it.
Nothing
they
wrong
are.
With that.
They're little fish. Well, you know, so I assume nobody... has forgotten that this is spring break coming up, right? Everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you went. You saw a cool thing last Friday that we talked about last Thursday. We broke the news of the Bloomington police officer, mm-hmm. Officer Abram, that was going to be awarded a big, big award from Dan Coats and Joe Donnelly, both mm-hmm. the senators, right outside your office, weren't they?
They sure were. You know, so I, you know, that's really one of the most fun things about working in City Hall. You get to be involved in these things. So, yeah, so I did attend the ceremony, and, you know, it opened with the honor guard of police officers posting the colors, and certainly we got to hear from the mayor, but then from, you know, to think that both of our two senators were here at one time with Senator Coats and Senator Donnelly to present that award, and the message we kept hearing over and over again is kind of how Bloomington keeps trying to make our quality of life better, and the relationship with our police, and the police relationship with the community. So, you know, we heard that from our senators, we heard that from the mayor and from the police chief, and I was just really inspired to be there, and I'm so proud of our police department, because while we're not perfect, we don't experience some of the issues that other communities do, and I really do think it's because our police department is very intentional about reaching out to the community, having conversations with the community.
Coffee with the cop, absolutely, all that great stuff. And we're going to have Steve Kellums join us. Captain Kellums joins us every other Monday, and that will be next Monday as we start our new relationship. So we're going to help them out, help them get their word out as well, Sue. Every other Monday morning, just after 8:05, we'll check in with the BPD and see what they have going on, because they're part of our community as well, and it shouldn't be...
Right.
Shouldn't be us against them or anything like
no.
that.
No, and I'm so happy that you're doing that, because I really do believe that that's one of the things that makes a difference with our police department, is they do want to listen. They do want feedback. They want to know how to get better. They want to know how to reach out to people, which they've been doing very well. So, and that was one of the messages that we kept hearing over and over again. And so good for you, Glass, for doing that. I think that'll be a great addition.
It's exciting. So that'll be every other Monday. And again, if it gets rolling, we'll do it every Monday, because I think they're that important in our community and should be, again, it shouldn't be once a year where you talk about what's going on over there. That's not how it works. Sue Wanzer's our guest this morning. Julie Warren is here as well. So obviously there's no meeting next week. What's next on your agenda? Would that be the 29th? No, that will be 22nd will be the school board meeting, as March started on the 1st on a Tuesday.
That's
so
right.
I've got to make sure. Fourth Tuesday of every month, right? So there are five Tuesdays in March. Does that mean we get an extra paycheck? Is that how that works?
It never seems to.
No, it never. You're right. It never does seem to. Is there anything pressing on the school board? Obviously, going forward, the referendum initiative, the referendum organization, the referendum guidance and awareness program, that's probably the top of the order, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I'm not sure, you know, what we'll be doing about that at the next school board meeting, but certainly our tri-chairs, Jim Mueling, Lynn Coyne, and Vanessa McClary, have been meeting with some other key volunteers and organizing, and every time I see Lynn Coyne, he's just so very psyched about all of this, how things are moving forward and the planning, and if people are interested in helping, because I hear that every day, how can I help, how can I help? If you would just contact MCCSC, the superintendent's office, and they can get your information to the right people.
Excellent. And you can find all that at the MCCSC website as well. So great stuff. Anything else we need to cover this morning? Am I missing something? I always feel like I'm missing something when I'm off my So who moved my cheese? That's where we are on a Thursday here. I always feel like something's off when
you're overheating.
I'm overheating, and when my routine is off, I get itchy, right, and sweaty. Are we good? Do we get everything? Are you going anywhere for spring break? Are you going to be here next Thursday, St. Patrick's Day? I'll ask you to bring the corned beef and cabbage. Is that okay?
Sure, I can bring the beer too.
I'll be in charge of the heavy lifting. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. 8:05, same bat time, same bat channel, but we'll do it. Make sure you wear green too. You don't want to be pinched all day.
That's right. I don't really have a lot of green, so
that's
I'm
okay.
Have to go find
that's
some.
Okay. That's
okay. Okay.
We'll get you a four leaf clover. Is those
four,
lucky?
Yeah,
those
four
lucky
leaves.
Ones. All right.
Yeah.
The three leaves are everywhere.
I didn't think I was that lucky.
So, Mike, you're not doing anything fun for spring break with the kids?
Yeah, radio, baby. Radio.
Are the kids going to be on the radio?
No, they'll
that would
no.
Be so fun.
Oh, geez. No.
On the radio.
I would. You know what? Maybe we will do that. You know, that's an interesting angle because obviously Maria's not at school. Mikey's not going to school anyhow. Well, Mikey would tear this place apart.
It would be hilarious.
It would be.
I don't know if mom's, because mom has to bring them. So this is, put it right into mom's lap. Maybe we'll do that on Big Show Friday. Hmm. Well, you won't
be. I might
have
to show up in the studio in person.
There you go.
See the kids there.
We'll burn the place down. We'll have it going. It'll be the last time, Sue, so you might as well come over before they throw me in parental jail. You know, all right, you got me thinking now, Sue, and that disturbs me. I didn't want to think today, but now I have to. Hey, thanks for your time as always, and we'll get caught up on St. Patrick's Day.
You're welcome.
Sue
Wanser. Everybody have a great spring break.
Thanks, Sue.
Sue Wanser, MCCSC school board member. Contriver of poor ideas.